A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. To whom can you liken me as an equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things. He leads out their army and numbers them, calling them all by name. By his great might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing. Why, O Jacob, do you say, and declare, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Do you not know, or have you not heard? The Lord is the eternal God, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary, and his knowledge is beyond scrutiny. He gives strength to the fainting. For the weak, he makes vigor abound. Though young men faint and grow weary, and youths stagger and fall, they that hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar as with eagle's wings. They will run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. Verbum Domini. O bless the Lord, my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with kindness and compassion. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. Not according to our deeds, sin, does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum. Gloria tibi Domine. Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Verbum Domini. Laudes tibi Christe. Living this life, or the Christian life in this world, often feels like we're being hit from every side, that we're always constantly receiving blows, like we're walking through a gauntlet. For one thing, you know, there's temptation, much distraction out there. You know, you look at the news, see what's going on in the world. There's violence, war, destruction, corruption, and it can feel quite heavy at times. Well, today, the Lord assures us of his presence with us, his promises, and those promises of comfort, strength, and restoration. And this is what we see here from the readings in the book of Isaiah and the gospel as well. And so now we look here at what Isaiah the prophet is saying. At this particular time, Isaiah is speaking to the Israelites who are in exile. They are in captivity at the time of the Babylonian exile. And so they are feeling the burden of being in captivity, of, you know, being sort of imprisoned. They don't have any control of themselves. You know, they are living in very harsh conditions. And so Isaiah the prophet is communicating to them to keep their eyes on God, and that the Lord, with him, there is always comfort and strength. And he promises them that they will be delivered from this, that they will return to their own land, this land of milk and honey, and that God will make them soar like an eagle, you know, making them free again. And so this, of course, has a very deeper meaning to us who live on grace. The Lord Jesus came to save us. And in saving us, he delivers us from our captors, or to those things that enslave us. And this, of course, is sin. You know, many at the time in Israel expected the Messiah to obliterate and destroy their enemies. Jesus did not come for that. He came to destroy the enemies of humanity, those things that are evil or sinful. And he came to set us free from sin so that we could soar in him. And with this, he does this with such love, but yet he imparts his life and love in us through the power of his grace. And it is through this grace where the divine life, divine love comes to dwell in us, God himself being within us. And so here is Jesus who shares his very life with us. And in doing that, there is where we soar on eagle's wings. Because Jesus is our deliverer. He's the one who sets us free from sin and death. He's the one that gives us the strength to endure the trials of this life and all the evil that is around us. Because Jesus himself walked this earth, and sin was there even at his time. Evil was there. But he confronts this with love. And that's what he teaches us in these readings today. See, in the gospel now, we hear that Jesus, who says, you know, like, yeah, he's acknowledging that life is heavy. It's like a yoke. It can be burdensome. But then he says, come to me, and I will give you rest. Well, what is this saying here? What's the meaning of this here? Well, like, he says that for some, like, you carry a heavy yoke that is often like labor, laborious and burdensome. And the people of that time considered a yoke to be the commands or the teachings of God, those that came from the Torah. And as we know in the time of Jesus, that many of these teachers of the law, the Pharisees and the scribes, they made these commands burdensome to people. Because they would add extra laws on how to live these things. And they were very rigid in communicating and delivering these additional laws and commands. And so that's why Jesus at one point says, hey, you lay up huge burdens on people, you know, but you don't do anything yourselves. So this is what he's speaking about here. But yet, what Jesus is also telling us is that this yoke that people are see themselves living in, that he's here to make it lighter, that it's not so burdensome anymore. And when we think about the life of Jesus and see how he's living, I mean, he doesn't look weighed down, he doesn't look burdened, yet he's always being attacked. But Jesus is walking in love, in joy, in peace, in freedom. His gaze is always fixed on the Father, always glorifying him and thanking him. In fact, in the verses that go before the ones of the gospel reading, he's thanking the Father. He's spending time with him. He's rejoicing in him, the Father. And so this is what Jesus gives to us. And this is what we must take from him in looking at his example. See, Jesus again demonstrates to us how to live in this world, how to live and to love in here in this world. And that's why when we're living like him, when we know the power of his grace within us, this is why life and the commands and the burdens of this temporal world are not so burdensome. We have Jesus. And in having Jesus, we can experience this unconditional love he has for us. He comes to save all people. And this is what we're preparing to celebrate, is his entrance into the world to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who will come to deliver us. He comes with such humility, and all charity there. And he comes to die for love of us. And this is what he teaches us. And that's what we must take on ourselves, is here's a God who loves me so much that he takes on the burdens of this world, that he takes the blows of this world, but yet he shows me how to live through these things. And this is just love here. Love he gives us. He doesn't give up on us. He's always there to forgive. When we are struggling, and even when we are sin, and even when we fall away, there he is to pick us up again and to bring restoration from the things that we've lost. And ultimately, this restoration is to enjoy eternal glory with him in heaven. So God's goodness, his kindness, is always being poured out to us. And the response we are to have is love. See, Jesus suffered in this world, but what we see in Jesus in his suffering is that he's in love with the Father, doing the will of the Father. So this is why it's not so burdensome for him, because he loves the Father so much and he loves us, that it's not so hard to live in this world, because he's filled by love. And that's what we are to be filled with, the love of God. First, knowing how much God loves us unconditionally. He's come to save us. He's given his own life, his own self for us through grace, through the grace that we receive in the sacraments. He's given us his word, his promises, and he's always faithful to them. That's love right there. The response we have is love in return for a God who is so powerful, so wonderful, the Almighty. And that's how we live this life. And that's how we persevere, is love for God and love for neighbor. And this is the answer to it all. And that's why when we're doing things out of love, whether following the commands, when we're taking up the cross, when we're enduring persecution, it's not so burdensome if we're doing it all for love of God. And then there he is, providing for us with his grace. All it requires is love and a little trust. And there God does the rest. He's always faithful. God bless you all.